Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today.
Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill, and I am here today at NEDMA's M-Tech Summit at Bentley University. We're on lunch break, and I'm sitting next to Christina Inge of Thoughtlight, and Christina is going to tell us all about her business. We're going to talk about marketing, social media, content marketing, maybe a little copywriting, but Christina's a kindred spirit who does a lot of the same things I do. We've traveled in the same circles for a number of years. She has her own business. I'm a consultant, so I'm self-employed too, and I think we're going to enjoy this conversation. Christina, so great to talk with you today. Tell everybody what you do at Thoughtlight.
It's wonderful to be here, Bob, and thank you again for having me. Again, like Bob said, I'm Christina Inge. I'm the founder and CEO of Thoughtlight. We are a Boston-based digital agency. We focus on SEO, social media, email marketing, CRM management, certainly web design, web development, as well as doing some traditional print collateral. Basically, anything you need to enhance your digital presence, from video to email to social, and certainly the analytics to see where your ROI is at. That's what Thoughtlight is. Our motto is we make technology friendly, because a lot of people are wrestling with all of these different elements of digital marketing, making them work, making it work with their traditional marketing, with their technology stack. We take that worry off of you, and we give you turnkey solutions to help manage your own digital marketing, as well as managing it for you if you so choose.
Christina, that's awesome. And again, I think you and I do similar things, have done similar things during the course of our respective careers. Coincidentally, we were on the same panel, I believe, about eight years ago. So I think that's how we met, although I think I knew of you before then. Mm-hmm. Maybe we had met in passing, but it's about time we got to talk for the record, if you will, mm-hmm. on my podcast. I really, really thank you for agreeing to talk to me. Tell me, you know, I'm real biased towards social media and some of the modern day, if you will, communications channels. Tell me how you use social media and maybe what your most effective channel is for Thoughtlight and your own personal brand.
Absolutely. Social media is a tremendously effective channel for my personal brand as well as for raising awareness of Thoughtlight. One thing we always try to focus on is to make sure that we have integrated messaging. So if we do an explainer video, for instance, about what are the top 10 best subject lines for email, or how do you test a landing page, we're going to put that obviously on our blog or on our client's blog. We're going to send that out to our mailing list, and we're going to put that on our social channels, on our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram I just do personally as a person, which also you're going to see a lot of pictures of my dogs, my knitting and stuff I cooked. So I also, that segues into my second point, I try to be very real on social media. It's not about the hard sell. I'm a big believer in the 80-20 rule of 80% of what you post should not be promotional. It shouldn't be, oh, please become our client. It should be content curation. I do a ton of that because I believe a rising tide lifts all boats. So I'm going to help out people like yourself, organizations I love who have produced some amazing content. I'm also not afraid to, again, keep it real. If you follow me on Instagram as myself, at Christina Inge, you're going to see as many pictures I take on a hike around the Massachusetts area as you're going to see stuff promoting our presence at a conference here like NEDMA. I think people want to see the real people behind a brand, especially a small brand. It's also true if you're a big brand, but especially if we're a small agency, they want to see that we are real people and we're not trying to be something we're not, but authentic people just like you who are going to help you with your day-to-day marketing.
Folks, Christina definitely gets it. You've listened to other episodes of Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, and you've heard me talk about transparency, authenticity, immediacy, and that's exactly what Christina is talking about. When you use social media, you can't be broadcasting and promoting and tooting your own horn all the time. That, yeah, maybe 10, 20%, 30% of the time, that might be appropriate. But what's more appropriate is showing who you are as a human being, putting a face on your brand, not necessarily just a corporate logo and just, hey, buy from us, buy this, buy that. You want to be helping people. You want to be entertaining people, informing people, and actually showing them who you are as a person. And if they're a company, show all the different people who are behind the scenes. Folks, Christina definitely gets it. That's why I'm talking to you today. Christina, tell me, I told everybody we're here at the MTech Summit, NEDMA's MTech Summit, Bentley University in Waltham. From here, where we are, I can see your sign. You are a sponsor, I think, of the event today. Tell me what prompted you to become a sponsor, and how's it going today as a sponsor?
Oh, the energy here is amazing, Bob, and thank you. A compliment from you that about social media or copywriting, it's just amazing. Thank you for that, because it's coming from Mr. Social Media.
You're too kind.
No, seriously, this gentleman here, folks, is Mr. Social Media. Just listen to his stats on how many tweets he's written over his illustrious career. The energy here is amazing. We've had some phenomenal conversations. You know, we've been honored to be involved with NEDMA now for the past couple of years. We're working on their website for them, so there's going to be a new NEDMA website coming soon. We'll be honored.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
I forgot that.
Yes,
that
we're
honored. Working on that.
We are doing a full redesign for them, for their website. The energy here is tremendous. Just so many marketers, from people at the beginning of their career to seasoned veterans, sharing their knowledge, being very generous with their knowledge. It's just an amazing event, and it's an honor to be a part of it.
You know, now, again, it's ironic that I say our paths overlap indirectly, because Christine and I haven't actually talked one-on-one that many times, I don't think, but we see each other across the room all the time. And now that she's talking about NEDMA so much, I'm thinking, wow, she's more involved in NEDMA than I realized. And I am too involved in NEDMA. I think it's just because we work remotely nowadays, and so much of what we do is online, not in person. So I'm a past president of NEDMA. Back in 1999, 2000, I was president of this group, and I joined, hate to admit how many years ago, how old I guess I am, but I joined NEDMA in 1990, 28 years ago. And I agree with you, the energy here is high and as exciting as I've ever seen it. It's a full house today here in the La Cava Center at Bentley, and you know, all kinds of marketers, social media people, I imagine PR people, technology, you name it. Everybody's representing on behalf of their brands and businesses, and many of them may be entrepreneurs like yourself, Christina. Tell me about how you use, I know you're a writer like myself, we're both wordsmiths, if you will, but what about video and audio, like what we're doing right now with Podbean recording this podcast? Have you experimented with either audio or video, and what do you think, what has been your results so far with it?
Great question, Bob. It's been, we started doing more video, I want to say about 4 years ago, around about the time we formally incorporated as ThoughtLight and started to headquarter ourselves in the financial district in Boston. I am loving the ease of use for creating explainer videos, narrative videos of any kind that you can get out of some of the apps out there. You and I talked about how much we both love Adobe Spark. You know, you can take some photos, some video clips, some text, some stock images, and it mixes it all up, and you can create really professional videos that tell a story. I like to keep it under 60 seconds for the most part, so that you can use it on Instagram and cross-post to Instagram. Other tools that I like, I've just started to use Doodly, which helps get you those cartoon explainer videos that are hand-drawn. Very nice, very professional tool. They had a promotion over Black Friday, which is why I could afford it, because otherwise it's a bit on the pricey side. Other apps I really like that I've tried that create great explainers, Ripple, spelled R-I-P-L, great iPhone or iPad app. Magisto, same thing, iPhone. I believe there's also an Android version of that. And in addition to Adobe Spark, I'm a big believer, if you just put together a great PowerPoint and mix that with some video from your laptop's camera, Screencast-O-Matic. It's a really affordable product if you want to record a PowerPoint you have. I have found that it just creates so much engagement. And one thing you can do You do a video, then you take the transcription of that, and I know you have some great recommendations for transcription apps. You make that into the text, because Google loves to still see texts, gives you an extra SEO boost. But those are my favorite tools, and I have to say we've really gotten like an 800% ROI over some of these videos we've done, both for ourselves and for our clients. Cannot recommend it enough.
Unbelievable. And you and I did not necessarily rehearse this conversation at all. We talked for a few minutes over a small sandwich and a big cookie. Cookie was more the meal, if you ask me, than the sandwich, which is fine by me.
Great cookies here,
yeah.
Apparently.
I have a sweet tooth. That was an awesome cookie. But we only talked briefly, and I can't believe how much we have in common, because you're talking about, you know, video, and you mentioned captions. That's what I was talking about earlier. Rev.com is my go-to for captions. I also use AutoCap, which is an app. Folks, I think we're about ready to wrap it up because Christina, I think the next speaker is going to come on in a few minutes. So I want to wind this down. Anything else you want to say to anybody who's listening to this podcast?
Don't be afraid to get started. Don't wait till it's perfect. Don't wait till your hair is perfect to take that selfie at a conference. Don't wait till you have the most ingenious thing to say before you post that tweet. Don't wait for the blog post you write to be a Pulitzer Prize winning masterpiece. People want to hear from you, and they are not going to judge you as hard as you're going to judge yourself. Done is better than perfect. You know, I'm an avid quilter, and we have a saying among people who make quilts or sew, done is better than perfect. Just get started. Just go and do it. People want to hear from you.
Christina Inge from ThoughtLight, amazing advice, oodles of secrets and strategies and tips and tricks, and I thank you for the time, Christina.
Thank you, Bob. Take care. Have a great rest of the day, people.
I most certainly will, and I hope all my audience has a great rest of the day, and thanks for listening to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. We will talk to you again soon.